Praise the Lord. I'm Pastor Eric Lambert of the Bethel Deliverance International Church, and I'm pleased to share with you some exciting information. On June the 9th, beginning at 10 o'clock in the morning, we will gather together in the main auditorium of the Bethel Deliverance International Church to share in the exciting topic, the making of a minister. Yes, you see, I realize God has called you into ministry. You feel a pull into this great work, but let's be honest. Being a minister for God is pretty much like being a parent for the first time. You know what you'd like to do, but it doesn't always happen the way you think. What we would like to do is come together to help you sharpen your tools so that you can be a better witness for the Lord and work with your brothers and sisters and let the devil know that we are one. So I'm looking to see you here in the main auditorium of the Bethel Deliverance Church on Saturday, June the 9th, 2018, beginning at 10 o'clock in the morning. I'll be delighted to see you there, and let's come in expecting God to make us one and then turn us loose in this world and show the devil that Jesus is still Lord. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you at the making of a minister.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Say, I believe God for a miracle.
The enemy has built a stronghold. He has told you things. Here's the caveat. The thing you need to be aware of, and you believe it. There are certain things that happen in your life. The stronghold is up. You believe. There's a wise saying that if you're convinced you're going to die, you're going to find a way to do it. Because the moment it comes out of here, it sets a chain of events in action. I ain't going to live till I'm 30. I'm going to die before I'm 40. I'm going like Billy Graham. 99 in my bed to sleep. You ain't coming to the hospital to see me hooked up to 37 tubes and 14 different doctors coming in, probing and sticking. No, that's not how God said I should go. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. But you have what you say. I ain't never getting out of this hole, so you never get out of it. Paul says, where's the battle? Up here. Pastor doesn't like me. How do you know I don't like you? Well, I can tell you don't like me because you don't speak to me. I don't speak to my wife in the morning. She said, good morning here. Shanina, good morning, Dad. Hey. Don't mean I don't like you. I'm an introvert. I don't like talking to people, not even people I live with. It's just me. Don't draw a conclusion based on what you don't know. Bishop Lambert is sure standoffish. One man called my buddy and said, what's wrong with him? He came and preached and left. Well, that's what you asked me to do. Everybody else stays and we had food. I didn't come to eat. Why? Where's the stronghold? Your perceptions. Listen to this. Your perceptions about people can become your perception about God. Because God reveals himself through people. A man was running through the airport trying to catch his plane, and he didn't have much time to get to the gate. And as he's running through the airport, he hits a little boy, knocks him down, and all the little boy's crayons go all over the floor. The man stops, realizing he's going to miss his plane, but he stops and helps the little boy pick up his crayons and put them back together. They've closed the door, and he can't get on that plane, but he helps the little boy get his crayons. And he turns and says, son, I'm so sorry. I was running from my plane. I didn't mean to hit you. The little boy says, thank you, grabs his crayon box, walks away with his mother and says, mommy, was that Jesus? What would be said about us? Strongholds that are built in us go way back to childhood. And that's why your deliverance is not easy to come. You've been walking with God for years, but ignoring what brought you to this position of bondage. So here's what we do, and I'm closing. Here's what we do. When we cannot get deliverance, we over-spiritualize it. We become spiritual zombies. God is talking to me. While I'm saying grace, you pray for 47 different countries. I can never understand. And again, this is my pragmatism. So somebody help me. One of you nice Christians. I'll sit down here after service. Come help me. Brother, we're going to ask you to come up and read the scripture. Praise the Lord. I'm going to read in your hearing. No, I want you to read in my talking. I'm going to read Isaiah 56, verses 1 through 3. Thus saith the Lord, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. Neither let the son of the stranger that hath joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, the Lord hath utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I'm a dry tree. I have read for you in your hearing Isaiah 56, verses 1 through 3. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word and sanctify it to our hearts and minds. What does that mean? I don't get it. Just read it. I don't get the narrative. It's a stronghold. The need to be more than we are at the moment. All they asked you to do was read the scripture. I'm strongly contemplating eliminating from our funeral services remarks. I am strongly thinking about it because it just becomes a show of personal abilities. People come up and sing songs that are inappropriate, say things that are injurious to the family. I want to thank God that I knew Butch. He used to come over my house at 2 o'clock in the morning. And the wife said, what? I thought he was at work. We had sweet fellowship. We known each other since childhood. Again, a stronghold to grab your individual 5 minutes of fame. Strongholds come at you in places you did not even know. How do you feel when you do something for someone and they don't say thank you? Well, I feel that that's just wrong. I just feel that I did it and they should say thank you. Excuse me for a minute. God! Yes, Eric, what is it that you want? I'm in California delivering somebody. I need you to testify for a moment. Okay, hurry up. I'm in a hurry. I got some folks that I'm delivering from crack cocaine. How many of your children say thank you for eyesight? How many of your children say thank you that they've come across the road without a traffic accident? Not too many, son. Now, can I get back? Go ahead and make your point. I'm with you. But can I get back to that job? Yeah, go ahead. We'll be all right now. So we get angry when people don't say thank you, but we don't say thank you to God. It's a stronghold. The warfare is not external. There's a devil behind every column in the church. Yeah, it is. They're spirit beings. They go wherever they can go, and they are drawn to the anointing. Wherever you find the Spirit of God, Satan is there, looking for vulnerable people, those who have strongholds. You say, okay, preacher, where are my strongholds? Maybe you don't like yourself. And because you don't like yourself, you don't like anybody else. Stronghold. Maybe you try to supplement your lack of self-esteem by being super spiritual. So you condemn everybody else for what they do because you may not be able to do it. Maybe you resent the freedom that other people have because you can't go. God ain't said nothing about going on cruises. That's of the flesh. That's because you can't afford to go. So the stronghold for you is judge everybody else. Everybody can't wear the same hairstyles. They can't wear the same makeup. They can't wear the same nail polish. So we condemn those that are free. Stronghold. But we want to put on the helmet of salvation over a dirty mind, put on the breastplate of righteousness over a wicked heart, put on the girdle of truth over a lying loin, put on the shoes of peace over feet with bunions. No, not on my watch. I'm going to give you a pedicure, a manicure, a hair shampoo, and a new style. So that when you put on that armor, when we finally, eventually get to Ephesians 6, every stronghold that was in you, if not torn down, will be fractured to the point where you can keep hitting at it and bring it down. I want to help you form a concept of God that is so liberating that you see him as friend and not punisher. That God is somebody who loves you and is in your corner cheering for you. I was watching Rocky this morning. This was Rocky 2. And I don't know why God speaks to me through movies. But I got up this morning and I turned on Rocky. And Adrian, I turned it on just when Adrian was in the hospital after having given birth. She had a difficult pregnancy, and so she was in a coma. And Rocky put the fight with Apollo on hold and went to the hospital and sat next to Adrian. He sat in the chapel. And when he could go back into her room, he sat next to her and he would read to her and he would talk to her and he would rub her face and rub her arm. And one day Mickey came into the chapel and he's standing there and he says, "Rock, you got another shot, Rock." He says, "I know your wife, she's a good girl. But you got to think about your shot." And Rock didn't say a word. So Mickey says, "I'm going to sit here with you." He said, "In this religious place," he said, "I'm going to sit right here with you. I'm going to be with you wherever you go, I'm going to be with you." And Mick just hung right in there with him. And one day Rocky was sitting beside the bed reading to Adrian. And he fell asleep, and Adrian's hand reached out and grabbed his. And he looked up, and her eyes opened. And he said, "I knew you'd come back. I knew you'd come back. I knew you'd come back to me, Adrian." And they brought the baby in and put the baby on Adrian's lap, chest. And Rocky said, "Oh, look at that. I can't believe you did that, Adrian. I can't believe you did that. You mean that came out of you?" She said, "Yes, look at him." He said, "Oh, no, what we gonna name him?" She says, "How about after the father?" And he said, "Well, that sounds pretty good to me." And he said, "You know, Adrian, I've been thinking, if you don't want me to mix it up with Creed, we'll make it some other way." She says, "Come here." He bent down. She said, "There's only one thing I want you to do for me." He said, "What's that?" She said, "Win." He jumped up. Mickey says, "Well, what are we waiting for?" I lost it. All I saw was God sitting by us in our moments of spiritual coma, uncertain as to who we are and what we can do. But the Holy Spirit knew we would come back. He knew that we would get back to the place of victory. And he says to us, "I don't need you to be religious. I just need you to win. I just need you to stand. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, and I will give you the power to overcome all the power of the powers of darkness." Win!
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
3318A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.